奉主耶稣圣名讲道。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, I speak.
大家晚安。
Good evening to all of you.
今天晚上跟各位互相勉励的题目是为什么要信耶稣。
Tonight the topic for our mutual exhortation is why do we believe in Jesus?
耶稣是谁呢？
Who is Jesus?
为什么我们要信他？
Why do we have to believe in Jesus?
我们信他有什么益处？
What is the benefit for us to believe in him?
我想就这个内容跟大家互相探讨。
And we'd like to look into this content.
这个问题我想分两个部分跟大家来讨论。
And with regard to this topic, I'd like to divide into two categories.
首先呢，我要讨论的是一个人为什么他会来信耶稣。
First, I'd like to talk about why a person will come to believe in Jesus.
这是信耶稣的动机。
And the motive behind believing in Jesus.
第二个部分我再谈为什么要信耶稣。
And secondly, I'd like to talk why does a person believe in Jesus?
这是信耶稣的目的。
And that is the goal and aim of believing in Jesus.
动机跟目的应该是不同。
Motives and goal are different.
好像你为什么到这个礼拜堂来？
For example, why do you want to come to this chapel?
你是父母亲带你来的。
Is it because that your parents brought you here?
或者是朋友邀你来的。
Or is it your friends that invited you?
或者是你路过这里好奇而来。
Or is it that you just passed by this chapel and out of curiosity that you come into this chapel?
你既然来了。
Since you are here.
不管动机如何。
Whatever your motive is,
你要知道你来这里做什么。
You must know why you are here.
好像我们到一个地方去。
For example, we go to a certain place.
我们进入一个房子里面。
We enter into a house.
有的人呢，从后面的门进来。
Some will enter into the house by the back door.
有的人从前面的门进来。
Some will enter by the front door.
有的人不守规矩，从窗里。窗口爬进来。
Some will even climb into through the window into the house.
问题是你进来干什么？
But all you have to ask yourself, why do you enter into the house?
今天呢，我们来相信耶稣的动机也有很多。
Many of us come here out of different motives.
有些人因为父母亲从小就带他来信耶稣。
For some of us, their parents brought them here.
他跟着父母亲来。
And They follow their parents to come to church.
也许他很小，他还不知道。
Maybe when they are young, they do not know anything.
有的人呢，跟着太太来信耶稣的。
And some would follow their spouse to come to believe in Jesus.
因为我太太信耶稣了。
Because my wife believed in Jesus.
我要跟她同心合意。
And I want to be with her.
所以我就跟她来了。
So that's why I follow her to believe in Jesus.
有的人呢，很喜欢听赞美诗。
And some like to listen to hymns.
听到教会唱诗歌啊，就进来了。
And whenever they hear their hymns, they will come into the chapel.
后来啊，他被诗歌吸引啊，来信耶稣了。
And all of the attraction of hymns come to believe in Jesus.
尽管我们信耶稣的动机是各不相同。
Whatever the motive is, they are all different.
但这不是目的。
But these are not goal.
我们信耶稣应该有他的目的。
We believe in Jesus, we must set a goal.
所以动机跟目的要分开讲。
So we have to separately talk on motives and goal.
首先呢，我来谈谈信耶稣的动机在教会里面来观察，应该有三个比较大的原因。
From the observation of from the church, I see there are three main motives.
第一种人来信耶稣的动机就是因为看见神迹。
The first motive is for people who have seen miracle.
他的朋友，他的家人，因为患病了，得不到医治。
His friends, his family, have met with illnesses and could not be cured.
后来是信耶稣了。
And having believing in Jesus.
竟然不药而愈。
And without any medicine, the person was cured.
他感觉奇怪。
And this person find very strange.
这耶稣一定是与众不同。
Jesus must be very different.
否则的话，我这个亲人，我这个朋友，为什么去信耶稣，竟然平安了？
Otherwise, how can this friend of mine who believe in Jesus can be safe?
这是在教会里面信耶稣的一个 动机。
And this is one of the motives for some who come to believe in Jesus.
请看《使徒行传》十三章。
Let's turn to the book of Acts, chapter 13.
使徒行传十三章的十二节。
Acts chapter 13, verse 12.
十三章十二节。
Acts 13, verse 12, page 781.
荒伯看见所做的事，很稀奇主的大，就信了。这里记载，居比路有一个总督叫士求保罗。
Here it talks about there was a person, in Cyprus called Paul.
有一天，他看到一位传道人在责备一个阻挡他听到的行邪术的人。
One day he saw a person who forbid him to perform.
当他在听到的时候
，When he heard this.
有一个人在阻挡他
，somebody stopped him，
在扰乱他听道理
，and stopped him from listening to the sermon。
当时那个传道人呢，对这个阻挡的人这样说
，and that time this preacher said to the person who stopped him。
第十节
，verse 10，
说你这个充满各样诡诈奸恶
，you are a child of the devil，
你是魔鬼的儿子
，an enemy of every things，
你是众善的仇敌。
And you are full of evilness.
你混乱主的正道还不止住吗？
You have never stopped in perverting the right ways of the Lord.
现在啊，主耶稣的手要加在你身上。
And now the hands of the Lord is against you.
你要瞎眼了，暂时不见日光。
You are going to be blind, and for a time you're unable to see.
他的眼睛呢，就瞎了。
And so his eyes was blind.
四下里求人呢，拉着他的手。
And he asked someone to lead him by his hand.
那么这个总督啊，士求保罗就是看见这个事。
And this proconsul Sergius Paulus, when he saw this,
他就信了。
And then having seen this, he believed.
在我们教会里面呢，也有许多的人呢，就是看见神迹，所以他来相信耶稣。
And similarly in our church, there are many people who see miracle and come to believe in Jesus.
有些人是发生在自己的身上。
Some happen personally on themselves.
有些人是发生在家人的身上。
And some happen in their family members.
我认识一位林弟兄。
I've encountered Brother Lin.
如果没有记错，他今年应该七十八岁了。
And if I can remember clearly, he is already 78 years old.
大约他三十六岁的时候。
When he was 36 years old.
他的肺部啊，害病。
He has illnesses in his lung.
当时诊断呢，就是肺痨症。
And having a diagnosis, he contracted tuberculosis.
整个肺部啊，肺部已经像蜂巢啊，一个洞一个洞这样子。
And he was very ill in his lung.
而且已经钙化了。
And is greatly affected.
那经过医院的X 光的治疗啊，探照啊，发现这个肺啊已经没有用了。
And after X-ray, he realized that his lung is beyond cure.
30多年前呢，这个肺痨症可以说是绝症。
And 30 years ago, tuberculosis is considered as a cancer.
后来医院呢，告诉他出院。
And the hospital discharged him.
回家去等死了。
And having discharged him, he has to go back home and wait for death.
就在那个时候啊，他有一位亲人呢，从老远。跑到他的家，把耶稣介绍给他。
And it was at that time he has a relative who preached to him about Jesus.
他听了以后啊，很感动。
And having heard about the truth, he was deeply moved.
因为他从这个亲戚的口中知道，耶稣就是救主。
And it is from this relative that he understand that Jesus is the Savior.
主耶稣能够赏赐人平安。
That Jesus can give a person peace.
而且只要靠着祷告
，and you just have to depend on prayer。
所以他决心来信耶稣。
So he decided to come to believe in Jesus。
可是他的太太啊不高兴。
However, his wife was unhappy。
他很坚决要相信主。
But he still insisted in believing in Jesus。
最后太太啊恐吓他。
And so later on, his wife threatened him。
说假如你去信耶稣啊，我就跟你离婚。
And he threatened him that if he believed in Jesus, she would divorce him。
这位林弟兄想啊。离不离婚无所谓，反正要死的人呐。
And Brother Lin think that doesn't matter whether he's going to be divorced or not, because、he's going to die.
他还是决心呢、来信主。
So he decided to come to believe in Jesus.
在冬天的时候
，One winter,
他要去接受洗礼。
he wanted to go and receive baptism.
真耶稣教的洗礼啊，是要大水洗礼。
And we all know that in our true Jesus church, our baptism is performed in living water.
全身入水。
That a whole body has to enter into the water.
他的家人呢，真是气坏了。
And his family was furious.
这么一个软弱的人。
How can this such a sick person,
平常要穿这么多件衣服，
having to wear so much clothing,
已经动都不能动了。
He couldn't even move an inch.
他还想去洗礼。
How can he go for baptism?
又是这么冷的天气。
And it's such a cold day.
所以太太 很生气就这样说了。
So his wife was furious and she said,
她说最好棺材买一副跟着后面走。
She says that,You'd rather have a coffin brought with you to the baptism site.
洗礼之后把死人装回来算了。
And then after the baptism, you can just go into the coffin.
话是这么说啊，棺材是没有买。
Of course, this is out of furiousness that she said this. They didn't buy a coffin.
没想到受洗之后。
And after baptism,
他竟然好。
Little did he know that he recovered.
一天一天好起来。
And he recovered from day to day gradually.
完全好了。
And then later on, he was completely recovered.
再回医院呢，重新照肺部。
And when he returned to the hospital and have X-ray again,
那个主治医师啊，简直不敢相信。
And the doctor in charge couldn't believe.
说你到底是服什么药？
And he asked him, what kind of medicine did you feed on?
林弟兄说没有，我信耶稣。
And Brother Lin answered that I did not have any medicine. I just believe in Jesus.
医生说啊，也唯有神迹才有办法。
And the doctor says, only miracle can this be possible.
感谢主，三年以后全家都归主。
And thank the Lord, 3 years later, the whole family come to believe in Jesus.
现在大概已经78岁了。
And today, now he is about 78 years old.
全家大大小小应该10-20个人都有。
And his whole family members, it may be more than 10 to 20 some.
那这个太太本来要跟他离婚的。
And this wife originally wanted to divorce him.
为什么会又会来信耶稣呢？
But why is that later on she come to believe in Jesus?
就是因为看到丈夫的身体得到平安。
It is because she personally witnessed that her husband recovered from illness.
所以让她不得不相信。
Then later on she has to believe.
这个在我们教会里面呢是非常多的见证。
And this is very common testimony in our church.
这是第一个动机。
This is one of the motive.
看见周遭的人得到主耶稣的平安。
Having seen the people around you receiving peace from Jesus.
让他不得不信。
That you cannot but believe.
第二种动机啊。
Second motives.
在我们教会里面相信耶稣的动机第二种最多的就是得圣灵。
This is one of the most popular motives, that is receiving Holy Spirit.
请看《使徒行传》第十章。
Let's turn to the book of Acts, chapter 10.
使徒行传第十章四十四节。
Acts chapter 10, verse 44.
彼得还说这话的时候，圣灵降在一切听到的人身上。那些奉割礼和彼得同来的信徒。看见圣灵的恩赐也交在外邦人身上就多稀奇四十六节
46.
因为听见他们说方言称赞神为大四十七节于是彼得说这些人既然受了圣灵与我们一样谁能禁止用水给他们施洗呢四十八节
48.
就奉耶稣基督的名给他们施洗这里记载有一个人叫哥尼流。
Here recorded that's a person called Cornelius.
他本来没有信耶稣。
He did not believe in Jesus.
可是有一天传道人去他的家讲道。
However, one day a preacher went to his house to preach.
他跟全家的人很认真在听道。
And the whole family listened to this preacher.
就在听道的时候。
And it was at the time when he was listening to the sermon.
圣灵降在一切听道的人身上。
That the Holy Spirit came upon to all those people who was listening.
因此他们体验到神了。
And as a result, they all experienced God.
于是他们就奉耶稣基督的名接受洗礼。
And consequently, in Jesus' name, they accept baptism.
这一家人来信耶稣，就是因为他们领受圣灵。
The reason for the whole family coming to believe in Jesus is because they received the Holy Spirit.
有很多人已经到教会很久了。
Many come to this church for a long period of time.
但是他没有办法下定决心信耶稣。
But they could not make up their mind to believe in Jesus.
因为他没有体验。
Because they do not have the experience.
所以得圣灵的体验 常常是引导人信耶稣的一个动机。
So oftentimes the experience of receiving the Holy Spirit is one of the motive for a person to come to believe in Jesus.
为什么我们要常常鼓励大家祷告求圣灵？
Why is that we often encourage you to pray and pray for the Holy Spirit?
因为得圣灵才能够真正体验有神呢。
Because having received the Holy Spirit, then you can personally experience the presence of God.
因为用我们的肉眼呢看不见神。
With our naked eyes, we cannot see God.
摸不到神。
We cannot touch God.
要怎么样知道有神呢？
How can we say then there is a God?
就是接着祷告。
It is through prayer.
当圣灵临到你身上的时候，
It's only when the Holy Spirit come unto you.
你不得不承认有神。
You cannot but believe that there is God.
有一位彭弟兄。
There was Brother Peng.
他本来是开计程车的。
He was a taxi driver.
他还没有信耶稣以前。
Before he believed in Jesus.
是一个罪人。
He was a sinner.
他自己说啊，嫖、赌、淫，样样都会。
And he can do all kind of bad things from drinking.
他赚的钱啊，不拿回家。
And whatever money that he has made, he will never bring it home with him.
只顾自己啊，赌博喝酒。
And he will only spend it on himself in drinking and gambling.
因此啊，他的太太啊，屡劝不听，以后就去法院呢、啊，按铃申告。
And after his wife trying to warn him one another.And fell, she went to court.
告他不顾家庭。
And sued him for not taking care of the family.
告他这个大男人呢、啊，自顾自己，不顾妻儿。
And sued him for only taking care of himself and ignoring the rest of the family.
后来呀、啊，法官呢、啊、就开庭审问。
And in the court, the judge asked him.
但是这个法官呢、啊、很聪明。
And the judge was very wise.
他知道这个男人呢、啊，只不过是这样子。晃荡而已，其实还是爱家的。
He know that it was all of his ignorance, but he still loved his family.
所以在审问的时候
，So during the questioning,
就骂这个丈夫。
And he rebuked this husband.
你不负责任。
He rebuked him from not being responsible.
要是我早就跟你离了，不要等到今天。
And if I were her, I would have divorced you. I would not wait until today.
你太太还算不错，忍到今天。
And look at your wife. She can even tolerate you until today.
骂完了以后啊
，After rebuking him,
就转身呢、啊、对太太讲。
And he turned and spoke to his wife.
因为他的先生是打麻将。
Because his husband liked to play mahjong.
麻将啊，可以说是中国的一种国粹啊。
And mahjong can be considered as one of the essence in the Chinese society.
民族文化之一啊。
Can be considered as one of the culture.
所以法官笑着对太太讲：“其实啊，你先生也蛮爱国的。”
And the judge was laughing, saying to the husband that the
那他算是一种花
样。He actually loved Chinese society.
花样国粹了。
Trying to manifest the best of the Chinese.
只要不过分啊，也无所谓了。
And if he doesn't go to extreme, it doesn't matter.
男人嘛，就能原谅就原谅。
He's only a man, just forgive him.
那就使个眼色啊，叫丈夫说，回去了，回去了，带回去，以后改一改。
And ask him to bring back his husband.
就这样子、啊，糊里糊涂又把太太带回家。
And that her husband went back with her.
有一天呢、啊，开计程车。开到半途啊，抛锚了。
And one day when he was driving, his car stopped.
抬头一看呢、啊，刚好有一个汽车修理厂。
And he looked around him, there was a garage.
那个汽车修理厂的里面的老板呢、啊，正是真耶稣教的信徒。
And one of the boss of the garage happened to be a member of our True Jesus Church.
那一方面修理汽车，一方面就传福音给他。
On one hand, when he's fixing car, he was preaching to him.
哎，他想了想啊，我还是要信耶稣比较好。
And this taxi driver, having listened, he wanted to come to believe in Jesus.
但是听说信耶稣不可以赌博。
However, he listened that believing in Jesus cannot gamble.
我已经输那么多了啊。不把他捞回来一票怎么行呢
？I've already lost so much. How can I stop gambling?
所以一方面听道理。
So on one hand, I'll come to believe.
一面面祷告。
And listen to the truth and pray.
最后一次他这样祷告。
And lastly, when he was praying,
说耶稣啊，假如你是真神。
He prayed to Jesus, saying that if you are the true God.
假如你今天晚上啊，就帮我哈、啊、赢一次了。
Then please help me to win in my gambling just this time.
这样子我就绝对相信你。
Then I'll definitely to come to believe in you.
假如我今天晚上又输的话
，If I lose again tonight，
那你是你，我是我，各归各的。
Then you are you and I am myself.
那一晚呢，祷告以后去赌博。
And that night he prayed for the gambling.
结果大输一场。
And in, after the prayer he lost a lot.
他气坏了。
He was very furious.
耶稣不是真神。
Then to him, he said that Jesus is not true God.
连教会也不去了。
And later on, he didn't even go to church.
后来再有一个机会跟我们这个老板见面。
And then once again, he has his chance to meet with his boss of the garage.
他说，老板说，你怎么不去教会呢？
And his boss asked him, why didn't you go to church?
这个彭弟兄说啊，因为耶稣不是神。
And Brother Peng said at that time that Jesus is not God.
我们这个武弟兄啊，武啊，武艺高强的武，武弟兄说，你怎么知道耶稣不是神呢？
And this boss, he is Brother Wu, and he asked him back, why did you say that Jesus is not true God?
这个彭先生说啊，因为我祷告啊，他不听我。
And Brother Peng said that I pray and he didn't listen to me.
经过了解才知道这么一回事。
And having understood what he said, then he knew what has gone true.
武弟兄告诉他，耶稣是真神。
Brother Wu told him that Jesus is a true God.
所以呀，才让你输了。
And so that's why he allowed you to lose in your gamble.
假如你赢了哈，耶稣就不是真神了。
If you have win in your gamble, then Jesus is not the true God.
赌博本来就不是好事。
Because gambling itself is not a good thing.
何况你祷告再去赌博。
How can you pray and then go to gamble?
你简直要耶稣跟你一起去。
How can you allow Jesus to gamble with you?
那是以后，他听了听有道理。
Then after having heard what he said, he think is true.
就继续来。
So he continued to come to church.
现在我长话短说。
I will just cut the story short.
就在布道会的第一天。
And it was on the first day of the evangelical service.
刚好我被派去那个地方讲道。
That I was sent to that particular church to speak.
我记得我讲一个题目，我为什么相信有神？
I remember I spoke on the topic, why do I believe there's a God?
他坐在前面听。
And you were sitting in front pew.
我一直引经据典证明有神。
I was trying my best from the Bible to prove there's God.
他在内心一直反驳啊，胡说八道，胡说八道。
But in his heart, he was retaliating.
最后我说要体验神的到前面来。
And lastly, I said, for you who want to experience God, please come to the front.
哦，还有这一招的。
And then he said, is that such a way?
前面有神。
Is that God in front?
后面没有神。
There's no God at the back.
那我倒要去看看。
I should go in front and see for myself.
他真的到前面来。
So indeed, he came to the front pew.
他想看看传道在施什么法术。
And he wanted to see what trick the preacher has.
那一次我们也是三位传道人。
At that time, we had three preachers.
他很提防的在祷告，看东看西的。
And he came to the front and he was praying, but he was looking around.
他看到传道一个一个按手。
And he looked at the preacher laying hand of each of members.
他很小心，要很精神哈，不可以乱来。看传道来的，特别要注意。
And he was very attentive at that time for any preacher that come near him.
啊，有蔡传道。
And brother, preacher Chai.
首先去按手。
Lay hand.
一按手啊。抓不住的，他跳起来。
And the moment, he lay hand on him, he was jumping.
哎，竟然说出方言来。
And he was starting to speak in tongue.
就这样一按手就得圣灵了。
And the moment when he lay hand on him, he received the Holy Spirit. He tried to control himself.
但是控制不住啊。
But he couldn't control himself.
后来呀，一直充满起来。
And he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
他高兴得不得了。
And he was filled with much joy.
原来这就是神。
Then he realized there, this is God.
后来他很担心呢，我要怎么停下来？
Then he was very worried how to stop.
照着这一直下去怎么办？
How can he continue like this?
正在这样想的时候，已经按铃了。
And the moment when he was thinking of this, the bell rang.
一按铃啊，他真的停下来。
And after having rang the bell, he stopped.
讲到完了。
And the sermon ended at the time.
我还站在台上啊。
And was still on stage, on the pulpit.
他就站起来，面向大家，高喊：有神，有神。
He stood up and said to the whole congregation, "There is God, there is God."
我不认识他，我说先生啊，请你坐下来，我讲完了才轮到你。
I do not know him, but I was telling him, "Please, sit down."
哦，他忍不住，一直跑到后面去。
But he couldn't control himself; he was running to the back.
跟他太太讲，真的有神。
Telling his wife, "There is God."
我刚才呀、啊，去体验到了。
I experienced it myself just now.
就这样，他全家来信主。
And it's because of this that his whole family come to believe in
Jesus. 因为三天以后，我们去他的家，把偶像都废除了。
We went to his house and he removed all the idols in his house.
那一次啊，全家四个人受洗。
And at a time, his family come to be baptized.
现在他还当教会的负责人。
And now he is one of the brother in charge.
那么这个人为什么来信耶稣？
Why is that he come to believe in Jesus?
就是体验圣灵。
Because he has experienced the Holy Spirit.
所以我们愿意大家来体验看看。
And I hope that all of you can come here and experience.
我们说科学用实验的，那宗教啊是用体验的。
We say that science is through experiment, but religion is from experience.
这是第二种动机。
This is the second kind of motive.
因为祷告得到圣灵了。
The moment when you pray and receive the Holy Spirit.
他体验到神了。
And he experienced God.
所以他来信耶稣。
That is why he come and believe in Jesus.
那第三种动机啊。
And the third kind of motives.
请看《使徒行传》十七章十一节。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 17.
十七章十一节。
Verse 11.
这地方的人，咸于铁沙罗尼家的人，甘心领受这个道，天天查考圣经，要晓得这道是与不是。十二节。
Verse 12.
所以他们中间多有相信的，又有希利尼尊贵的妇女，男子也不少。信耶稣的第三种动机啊，就是查考真理。
The third kind of motive is studying the scripture.
这里记载有一个地方叫比利亚。
Here recorded in a place called Berea.
这个比利亚地方的人呢，非常的客观。
And the people in Berea, they are very practical.
他们呢很聪明，认为要信耶稣一定要查考真道。
And they are very wise because for them to believe in Jesus, they have to study the scripture.
所以啊，他们天天来查考圣经。
So that's why every day they come together and examine the scripture.
是要知道这个道对不对。
And the goal is to understand whether the scripture is true.
那明白以后，十二节就很多人相信了。
And having believed, then many of them come to believe.
甚至有很多尊贵的男女。
And they were very noble and prominent women and men.
一般来讲啊，这个程度哈、啊、这个学历比较高的人，比较有学问的人，他们喜欢的研究圣经，到底这个基督教的道理对不对？
And oftentimes, people who are more educated, they want to examine the scripture to see for themselves whether Christianity is true.
等到他研究明白了，他就相信了。
Having examined and understood, then they will come to believe.
所以啊，从这个道理研究着手。明白了才来相信耶稣的，一般来讲啊，根基都是比较稳固的。
And normally for the people who come to study the truth and having understood and believed, it usually have very firm foundations.
我们教会也有不少这样的人。
In our church, there are many of us.
是从纯粹从查考道理来信主。
And their main motive to come to believe is from studying the scripture.
他很理性。
They're very rational.
信了以后非常感性啊。
And having believed, they are very emotional.
好像那个使徒保罗
It's just like
Paul. 他本来是一个反对耶稣的人。
He at first was against Jesus.
后来啊，他体验到主。
Later on, he experienced Jesus.
他明白真道了。
And understood the truth.
他相信耶稣。
And he came to believe in Jesus.
他比什么人都爱主。
He loved Jesus more than anyone else.
甚至为耶稣啊牺牲生命。
And he even sacrificed himself for Jesus.
现在在我们美国啊啊这个洛杉矶有一个韩国人的教会。
And in States, Los Angeles, we have a church, Korean church. 啊，
那个教会里面有一个长老叫郑长老。
And in that church, there was an Elder Chen.
他是从那个韩国啊到美国去的。
And Elder Chen was from Korea.
根据他自己的见证啊，他在别的教会啊连续。经过七个啊，七个基督教派。
And from his experience, he has been to many churches before he comes to this church. There were altogether seven of them.
他进入真耶稣教会。
And finally, he came to believe in the true Jesus Church.
他的朋友啊，就告诉他。
And his friends said this to him.
你过多久要再换一间教会啊
？And when is the next time you're going to change to another church?
他说：“看啊，如果还有比真耶稣教会更合乎真理的。”我就再转呢、啊。
And he says that if there's another church that is more true than this church, then I'll change.
在真耶稣教会之前，他已经转了七个教会了。
And before he comes to this church, he has already been to seven other churches.
感谢主，最后到真耶稣教会来啊，一过就是三十多年了。
And we thank the Lord, having come to our church, he stayed there for more than 30 years.
到现在还不变。
And until now, he was not.
因为他还找不到一个教会传的真理呀、啊，这么合乎圣经的。
Because he still couldn't find not any other church that can preach the truth.
所以
呀、
啊，从研究圣经、明白圣经来信耶稣，这个才是正当的途径。
And this is one of the right path to come to believe in Jesus, which is to study from Scripture.
所以十二节说尊贵的男女来相信。
And here in verse 12 it says that many prominent women and men come to believe.
一个人在信耶稣之前呢、啊，应该是理智一点。
Before a person will come to believe, it should be rational.
要客观的去研判这个道理对不对。
And should be more practical to understand to see whether the truth is the truth.
有什么疑问，应该去发问，去讨论。
If you have any doubt, you should go and ask and question.
明白以后就不用怀疑的。
And having understood, you should not have doubt.
应该是要决心相信。
Then you should be determined to believe.
因为你已经明白了。
Because you have understood.
啊，这个是在归入本教会的第三个动机。
And this is the third motive for people who come to this church.
以上我讲的这三点呢、啊，都是动机。
All this that I have spoken were motives.
因为看见神迹。所以他得信耶稣。
However, all these are not goals.
到底为什么要信耶稣？
What is the goal to believe in Jesus?
不管是你什么动机进来的。
Whatever motives you have to come here.
你现在要知道的就是我为什么要信耶稣。
But now you have to ask yourself, why do I want to believe in Jesus?
也许你从小就被妈妈带到教会来洗礼了。
Maybe since young you have been brought to this church to be baptized by your parents.
这是一种动机。
These were motives.
也许你是女朋友带你来的
，Maybe it was your friends, your girlfriends that brought you here.
这个都不要紧
，But all this doesn't matter.
这个都很正常
，All these are very normal.
不管什么动机
，Whatever it is.
既然来了
，Since you are here.
我们现在要问了，为什么我要信耶稣
？Now we have to ask, why do you want to believe in Jesus?
信耶稣的目的是什么
？What is the goal to believe in Jesus?
这个才是最重要。
This is one of the most important.
那么我们为什么要信耶稣呢
？Why do we believe in Jesus?
只有一个目的。
There's only one goal.
请看《使徒行传》十六章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 16.
三十一节。
Verse 31.
十六章三十一节。
Acts chapter 16, verse 31.
他们说。当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。这里讲得很清楚，信耶稣是为了得救。
Here it says very clearly that believing in Jesus is to be safe.
没有第二个目的。
There are no second goal.
其他的都是动机而已。
All the rest are motives.
信耶稣的目的只有一个。
There is only one goal.
就是为了得救。
That is to be safe.
得救就是生命得到拯救了。
To be saved means your life can be safe.
在耶稣教所说这个得救是一种专有名词。
This is a special term that Jesus has used here.
有很多人不了解什么叫得救。
Not many people can understand what does it mean to be safe.
他们以为我现在好好的为什么要得救
？They were saying that I'm pretty good right now. What's the use of to be safe?
我又不是在水深火热之中。
I'm not going through a really critical time.
我又不是在火灾的场所。
I'm not in dangerous situations.
我又没有溺水。
I'm not drowning.
我为什么要得救
？Why should I be safe?
耶稣教讲这个得救有它的意义。
But what Jesus mentioned here to be saved has its own significance.
什么叫得救
？What does it mean to be saved?
我们看提摩太后书第四章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy.
十八节。
Chapter 4.
《使徒行传》第四章十八节。
Chapter 4, verse 18. Second Timothy, chapter 4, 18.
主必救我脱离诸般的凶恶，也必救我进入他的天国。这里呀、啊，保罗在说明什么叫得救。
Here, Paul explain what does it mean to be saved.
得救就是主要救我脱离诸般的凶恶。
To be saved means the Lord will rescue me from every evil.
他还要救我到他的天国
and bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom.
所以得救可以分作两部分讲
So to be saved can be divided into two parts.
在现在就是今生耶稣要救我脱离诸般的罪恶
In present life that Jesus will rescue me from every evil.
将来他要救我到他的天国
And in future he will rescue me to his heavenly kingdom.
这个就是得救了。
This is to be safe.
现在 脱离罪恶。
Right now, you will depart from sin.
将来进入神的国。
And in future, you will enter into heavenly kingdom.
这个叫做得救。
This is to be saved.
我们现在来谈这两件事。
Now we're going to talk about this.
每一个人都需要得救。
All of us need to be saved.
因为人活在罪里面是很痛苦的。
Because it's very sorrowful, to live in sin.
假如人没有进入神的国。
If a person cannot enter into heavenly kingdom,
他就必须到地狱去。
Then the person will have to go to hell.
那是非常可怜的。
This is very pitiful.
所以我们人都要得救。
So all of us need to be saved.
首先我们谈谈今生的得救。
First we talk about being saved in the present life.
信耶稣是为了脱离罪恶。
To believe in Jesus is to be departing from every evil.
脱离罪的生活。
To depart from sinful life.
假如我们今天信耶稣了。
If today we come to believe in Jesus,
你还一天到晚在赌博。
And if you still continue to gamble,
可见呢，你没有真正得救。
Then this doesn't mean that you have been saved.
今天我已经信耶稣了。
If today I believe in Jesus,
我还天天酗酒。
If I still continue to drink,
这证明你没有得救。
This proves that you have not been saved.
所以真正得救的人一定要离开罪恶。
For a person who truly been saved has departed from sin.
叫做一个信耶稣的人。
If a person who comes to believe in Jesus,
心地常常很坏，还嫉妒怨恨人。
And a heart still filled with jealousy and hatred.
这个就是不得救。
Then the person is not saved.
所以我们信耶稣非常好。
So it is good that all of us come to believe in
Jesus. 就是能够靠着主耶稣啊，过着圣洁的生活。
So that we can depend on God to live a godly life.
真正的脱离罪的辖制。
To truly depart from the bondage of sin.
这个才是真正的得救。
Then this is truly to be saved.
我认识我们教会许多弟兄姐妹。
I've met many brothers and sisters in our church.
他们还没有信耶稣以前，真的在罪里面打滚。
Before they come to believe in Jesus, they were living in life of sin.
有一个弟兄啊，他很喜欢赌博。
There was a brother who used to like to gamble a lot.
每逢过年过节啊，他是连赌啊，好几天都不睡觉的。
And whenever there was during New Year time, he would like to gamble.
有一次啊，在一个小阁楼啊赌博。
And once he was gambling in a
赌了两三天都没有睡觉啊。
In a place and He gambled until late at night.
后来啊，已经没有办法了，就离开赌场。
And one day, he has to leave the casino.
然后爬着楼梯下来。
And come down.
那个楼梯啊，是两个竹子，有横的，有直的那种那种楼梯的。
And he has come down from places where he gambled.
他眼睛已经花了。
He has gambled the whole night, so he was very tired.
他以为那个楼梯啊，那个口啊，以为是那个是门啊，他拼命要钻啊，他钻不出去。
And as he was coming down the stairs, he thought there was a door.
他跟那个老板讲，哎，老板啊，你这个门怎么开这么小啊？
And he even said to the boss of the casino, why did you open your door so small?
警察来了，逃也逃不掉。
And at that time, if the police were to come, then we cannot even run.
老板说没有，那是楼梯口，那门在那边三尺六尺那么宽。
And the boss saying that the door is not there is right behind you.
就是这样啊，这样一直赌啊。
And he continued to gamble like this.
薪水这一手拿了，这一手就输掉了。
His income will come on one hand and lose at the other hand.
太太拿不到钱。
And his family cannot have any living allowances.
问他你钱哪里去了？
And the family will ask him, where have you spent all your money?
他说我把它存在银行里面了。
And he will say that I save all of them in the bank.
你已经两个月没有给我钱，你还存银行干什么？
But the wife said that you are not giving me money for 2 months. Why did you still put them in the bank?
其实他已经赌光了。
In actual fact, he has already gambled all the money.
后来他信主耶稣啊，完全改掉。
Later on, he came to believe in Jesus and he changed his habit.
他常常对这些孩子讲啊，如果我没有信耶稣的话，不晓得你们哪一个啊，要被我卖掉啊，已经卖掉了。
And he often said to his children that if I have not come to believe in Jesus, I will have sold one of you.
赌博害死人。
Gambling has ruined a lot of lives.
我第一次到香港的澳门去的时候。
Once when I was in Hong Kong, Macau.
那个刘执事啊。带我去参观赌场。
Deacon Liu brought me to the casino in Macau.
我跟谢执事两个人。
And
谢长老。
With Elder Xie.
刘执事带我们去看赌场，我说不好啦，传道人到赌场去不好。
And I was saying to Deacon Liu, saying that it's not good for a preacher to go and look at casinos.
他说没有关系的，是参观。 不是去读。
And he says, it doesn't matter, you are just going there to observe, you are not going there to gamble.
你们传道人一天到晚讲不要赌博，对要赌博，那赌场象征是怎么样的？你去看看，你才会讲啊。
So you often say that, preacher, you often say that you should not gamble, but you have never even seen casino yourself before.
两个传道人就糊里糊涂被他带到赌场去参观了。
So, both of us, we were being brought to casino to observe.
啊，真是又惊奇啊，又害怕。
It was surprised and were, afraid at the same time.
澳门那个赌场很大。
The casinos in Macau was great.
是国家主办的。
Was very big as being held by the government.
一进去哇，真的是大开眼界。
And my eyes really opened when I saw the casino.
什么样的毒具都有。
There are all different kind of tricks in the casino.
东北亚各国啊，很多人呐、啊，坐飞机、坐快艇去赌博。
There are many people who come from afar to gamble in the casinos.
这个下注啊，不是几百几百，是几千几万的、啊。
And they put actually their stack in thousands and millions.
输赢啊，都是财产啊，不是几万块钱而已、啊。
They will not just lose a few dollars, but inheritance.
所以他们说，有的开那个别克的轿车去。去赌博啊，回来的时候用走路的，因为输掉了。
And some claims that they drive very posh car, to the casino, and they will actually walk home after the gambling.
那些高贵妇人呢、啊，穿着貂皮大衣啊去赌博，回来的时候脱掉了。
And some rich women will go with fur coat, but they will, lose all their fur coat.
那很奇妙。
Very miraculously.
那个地毯呢、啊，比我们这个更厚。
Very strange. The carpet was very thick.
坐起来没有声音，很舒服啊。
And it's very comfortable when you walk on it.
哇，我那个刘执事说，哦，这个地毯这么漂亮啊。
And I asked this deacon Liu, that the carpet is very beautiful.
他说这个预防脑震荡啊，因为有的人赌得太过分了哈，兴奋了会倒下去。
He says that the carpet is prevent concussion because if some people, they might gamble, overly gamble, and they just may fall onto the ground and hurt themselves.
万一啊，这个心脏病、高血压发作啊，倒下去啊，不会马上死掉，可以送医啊。
And if a person has heart attack, they will not die immediately if they fall on this soft carpet.
那刚好不远的地方有一个医院呢、啊，是专门。是心脏病、高血压的。
And not from far from the casino, there's a hospital to help this victim from gambling.
那医院在过去远一点有一个火葬场。
And further than that, there's also a funeral house.
治不好就送火葬场。
And if you cannot be saved, then you will send to this funeral house.
那出来就变成一罐这么大。
And then you might be burned.
所以我们刘执事就说了啊，这个赌场。医院、火葬场，一贯作业。
He says that the process is just moving from the casino to the hospital and to the funeral home.
为什么一个好好的人呢、啊，去给人家一贯作业、啊、
？Why is that a person who is healthy and normal have to go through such a process?
70公斤的人进赌场出来变一贯啊？
And a person who is healthy going to the casino and have to come to the funeral house dead.
罪恶害死人。
We can see that sin has ruined a lot of life.
所以信耶稣的目的就是要得救。
So that's why we believe in Jesus to be safe.
让我们实实在在脱离罪的生活。
So that we can truly depart from the sinful life.
所以信耶稣如果不离开罪，我们可以说他没有得救啊。
If a person who come to believe in Jesus and did not depart from sin, then the person is not considered to be safe.
我们这些信耶稣的人要检讨一下，我今天有没有离开罪
？And all of us who come to believe in Jesus has to ask ourselves whether we have depart from sin.
离开罪。才是真的得救。
To depart from sin is truly to be saved.
这是信耶稣今生的目的。
This is our present goal in our present life.
可是信耶稣最重要的还是来生的问题。
What is more important in believing in Jesus is the eternal life.
因为人来到世界总要去的。
Because all of us who come here has to one day depart.
生就是来。
When we come here, we one day have to go.
死就是去。
When we are living, one day we will have to die.
有生必有死。
If we are living, there will be death.
有来就有去。
When there's coming, there's going.
今天呢，不管什么人，都要死一次的。
All of us, regardless who we are, we will have to die one day.
死不可怕。
Death is not terrifying.
要紧的是说，你死后去哪里？
What is more terrifying is that where you're going after your death.
我们信耶稣，就是死后要去天国。
Today we believe in Jesus.After our death, we'll go to heavenly kingdom.
这才是真正的得救。
This is truly to be safe.
我们人有灵魂呢。
All of us have spirit.
这个肉体死了以后
，When our physical body dies,
肉体就归土。
Then our physical body go into the
ground. 因为人的身体从土来的。
Because our body come from the ground.
但是里面的灵魂呢，永远不死的。
However, our spirit inside us will never die.
灵魂是神赏赐的。
Because spirit comes from God.
得救的灵魂要到天国去。
Our spirit will return back to heavenly kingdom.
灭亡的灵魂要下地狱去啊。
And those that soul that perish will go down into hell.
那是永永远远的痛苦。
And that is eternal sorrowful.
人有灵魂，对不对？
It is true that all of us have spirit.
你想想看，没有灵魂就不需要信耶稣了。
If we do not have spirit, then we need not have to come to believe in Jesus.
假如人没有灵魂呢，可以为非作歹不要紧，抢得来就抢，因为啊，反正死就算了嘛。
And if we do not have spirit, we can do anything we want because after we die, our spirit will not go anywhere.
但是人有灵魂。
But we have spirit.
所以他要接受审判。
And we will receive judgment.
审判不是好就是坏。
Judgment, if you do not have good things, then you are
bad. 不是得救就是灭亡。
If you are not saved, then you perish.
所以这个灵魂啊，我们要考虑灵魂的归宿问题。
So we have to think where our spirit will go.
假如你不相信有灵魂的话
，If you believe does not believe there is spirit,
你倒可以自己问问自己。
Then you can ask yourself,
我在哪里
？Where am I?
我是谁
？Who am I?
我在哪里
？Where am I right now?
有的人说，我在这里呀。
Some would answer, I'm right here.
其实这是我的手，不是我。
This is just my hand. It's not me, myself.
我在这里。
I'm right here.
再看看，这个是我的胸部啊，不是我。
And we might just point to ourselves, but this is our breast, but it's not ourselves.
有的人就说，我在这里，整个。
And maybe we just point at our whole body, saying that I'm here.
这是我吗
？Is this truly myself?
这是我的身体呀。
This is only my body.
我的衣服
My suit.
我的衣服不是我
My clothing is not myself.
我的身体当然也不是我
My body, of course, is not myself.
这是我的衣服啊
This is only my clothing.
这是我的身体啊
And my body.
到底我在哪里
Then where am I?
假如你没有灵魂呢、啊，你永远找不到我
If you do not have spirit, you will never find yourself.
所以有一天人死了以后、
One day if the person were to die,
死人就没有我了
Then the person, when he's dead, doesn't have himself anymore.
因为灵魂已经离开身体了。
Because the spirit has departed.
灵魂离开身体，这个身体就变尸体。
And then the body become corpse.
所以尸体没有我。
And corpse does not have the element of self.
你有没有听过死人说我在这里了
？Have you heard of the dead person saying that I am right here?
我现在躺在棺材里呀。
Right now, this corpse is in the coffin.
我现在被土盖着了。
And buried in the ground.
没有。死人没有我、死人没有我
corpse does not have the element of self
灵魂跟身体在一起才有我
only when the body with the spirit there is self
灵魂离开身体的那个灵魂是本我真的我
and the spirit is the true self
所以今天我说这个我就是灵魂
so that's why I say spirit is the true self
那我们说得救就是这个灵魂要到神的国去
And to be saved, the spirit will go to the heavenly kingdom.
这个才是真正的得救的。
Then this is truly to be saved.
所以得救用今生来讲就是离开罪的生活。
And to be saved, to talk about present life is to depart from sinful life.
对我来讲啊，就是我到天国去。
And for the true self, the self will go to the heavenly kingdom.
那么要怎么样才能过这种得救的生活呢
？Then how can you live a life to be saved?
请看提多书第三章。
Let's turn to the book of Titus, chapter 3.
提多书第三章第五节
Verse 5, page 845
提多书三章第五节
Titus chapter 3, verse 5
他便救了我们并不是因我们自己所行的义乃是照他的怜悯借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新这里告诉我们要怎么样行才可以得救
Here it talks about what should we do in order to be saved
神救我们
God has saved us.
是凭着他的慈爱。
It's because of His mercy.
这里说不是因为我们自己所行的义。
It is not because of the righteous thing that we had done.
怎么样才能得救呢
？How can we then be saved?
不是靠自己的义。
It is not to depend on our righteousness.
其实啊，我们这个人呐、很难行义的。
In actual fact, it's very difficult for us to do
righteous things. 犯罪倒是常常有。
We often do bad things.
真正要行义实在是不多。
Often it's not easy to do righteous things.
所以说得救不是靠自己所行的义。
And that's why here to be saved is not because of righteous things that
we have done. 乃是照着神的怜悯。
But because of His mercy.
那神怎么样怜悯我们呢？
How does God has show His mercy on us?
就是当我们死在罪里面的时候。
It's the time when we were dead in sin.
耶稣基督道成肉身到世界来。
Jesus came into the world in flesh.
为了要救赎我们，所以他牺牲在十字架上。
In order to save us, He sacrificed Himself on the cross.
为什么耶稣被钉在十字架上？
Why is that He was crucified on the cross?
不是因为耶稣有罪。
It's not because He has sinned.
是因为我们全世界的人有罪。
It's because all of us in this world have sinned.
所以主耶稣替我们担当罪，在十字架上死了。
And that's why Jesus bear all sin and died for us on the cross.
因为他死，我们才活着。
Because of His death, that's why we can live.
因为他流血，我们才得到赦免。
That's why because of He shed His blood, we can be saved.
这个旧约圣经在记载，以前的人犯罪啊，要献祭。
In Old Testament, it recorded that when people sin, they have to offer sacrifices.
啊，比如说我犯罪了。
For example, if I have sinned,
我的罪要得到怎么样得到赦免呢？
How can I be redeemed from my sin?
就是牵一只牛呢，羊呢，来献祭。
Then, I have to sacrifice a calf or a cow.
所以啊，这个牛羊的献祭叫祭牲，啊，也叫牲礼，啊，就是代替品呢。
So often we say that cow are sacrifices.
那因为牛死了，羊死了，他替我死。
And when the lamb or the calf died, they are actually dying for me.
所以在献祭的时候，这个献祭的人呢，犯罪的人要去摸羊头，摸牛头。按手在他的头上。
So when the person are offering sacrifices, the person himself have to touch the head of the calf or the lamb.
然后把这个牲畜啊杀掉了。
And then kill the lamb or the animal.
那个血洒在人的身上。
And then sprinkle the blood on the person's body.
那在这只牛了羊了就在坛上烧了献给神。
And then the animal will be burned and on the altar to God.
就是他替我死。
To allow the animal to die for me.
我的罪归在他的身上。
So my sin come unto the
animal. 那么耶稣基督到世界来啊。
However, for Jesus, when he come to this world,
他被钉在十字架上。
When he was crucified on the cross.
所以圣经说他是神的羔羊。
And that's why the Bible says that he is a lamb of God.
要来代替全世界人的罪。
To bear the sin of the world.
所以您看，我们在中国人中国有五千年的历史哈，
文化历史。And if we look at our Chinese culture, there is 5,000 years.
那个牺牲两个字都是牛旁。
And in Chinese character, the word sacrifice is made up of cows.
为什么用牛旁呢
？Why?
表示用牛做牲礼来替我死了。
The word cow is to refer to the sacrifices to die for me.
这很有意思的。
It's very interesting.
你看那个义啊，义人的义哈，上面一只羊，下面一个我。这个就是义了。
And if you look at the Chinese character righteous, there's a character that make up of a component of a lamb on top and myself.
这个羊，这个羊盖着我就有义了。
If the lamb cover me, then I am righteous.
那么这个羊是谁呢
？Then who is this lamb?
就是主耶稣。
This lamb is Jesus.
约翰第一章里面说，耶稣基督就是神的羔羊。
From John mentions that Jesus is the Lamb of God.
所以今天我们能得救，是因为神的怜悯。
And today we can be saved is because of the mercy of God.
主耶稣替我们死在十字架。
Jesus died for us on cross.
他就是我们的羔羊。
He is our Lamb.
他代替我们死。
He has died for us.
那他代替我们死，我们要怎么样接受他的救恩呢
？Then having died for us, how can then we accept his salvation?
下面说要借着重生的洗。
Here, following it says that we have to accept the washing of rebirth.
重生的洗啊，就是洗礼的意思了。
The washing of rebirth is baptism.
所以今天我们要得救，一定要接受洗礼。
So today, in order to be saved, we have to receive baptism.
因为洗礼才能够洗去我们的罪。
In order to be washed, in order for sin to be washed away, we have to receive baptism.
为什么洗礼能够洗去我们的罪呢
？Why is that baptism can wash away our sin?
因为洗礼那个水啊。就是耶稣宝血的功效。
Because the water in the baptism site is the blood of Jesus.
那个水有圣灵做见证，就有耶稣宝血的功效。
The water is testified by the Holy Spirit.
请看约翰一书第五章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 5.
这是很深奥的道理哦。约翰一书第五章。
1 John chapter 5.
第六节。
Verse 6.
约翰一书第五章第六节。
First John chapter 5, verse 6.
这借着水和血而来的就是耶稣基督，不是单单用水，乃是用水又用血。第七节。
Verse 7.
并且有圣灵做见证，因为圣灵就是真理。第八节。
Verse 8.
做见证的原来有三，就是圣灵、水和血，这三样都归于一。这里在谈到这个血、水、血啊。血水圣灵的见证。
Here it talks about the testimony of spirit, water, and blood.
这个水为什么有血的功效
？Why is that the water has effectiveness of blood?
因为圣灵在那边。
Because the Holy Spirit is there.
所以我们真耶稣教会在施洗的时候啊，都要先祷告。
That is why in our church, when before we perform baptism, we have to pray.
那祷告啊，圣灵与我们同在，在那边做见证。
And when we pray, Holy Spirit is with us, will testify.
所以那个水洗礼的水啊，就有保血的功效。
Then the water in the baptism has the power of blood.
所以第八节才说这三样是要做见证的。
So that's why in verse 8 it says that these three, the spirit, the water, and the blood will testify.
而且这第八节说这三样啊都归于一，就是在洗礼的时候一次完成。
And all these three will become one in baptism.
所以啊，本教会在施洗的时候，常常看到水变成血的这种异象。
So in our church, oftentimes during baptism, there are people who can witness that the water turned into blood.
我们要得救，一定要接受洗礼。
In order to be saved, we have to receive baptism.
因为洗礼是耶稣的宝血洗去我们的罪。
Because baptism is Jesus' blood washing away our sin.
那我们的罪被赦免了，我们才能够进天国。
Then when our sin is being washed away, then we can enter into the heavenly kingdom.
啊，最后我们再看约翰福音第三章第五节。
Let's turn lastly to the scripture of John.
约翰福音第三章第五节。
Chapter 3, verse 5.
耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。主耶稣讲得很清楚，一个人要进入神的国，要从水和圣灵重生。
Here Jesus says very clearly that for a person entering the kingdom of God, he has to be born of the water and the spirit.
什么叫做从水生呢？
What is to be born of the water?
就是接受洗礼的意思了。
That is to receive baptism.
他才能够进神的国。
Then the person can enter into heavenly kingdom.
因为洗礼是重生，再生一次了。
To be baptized is to be reborn.
所谓重生啊，就是没有罪的意思了。
To be reborn is to be without sin.
洗礼之前是一个罪人。
Before you are baptized, you are a sinner.
洗礼之后罪没有了，所以叫重生了。
And after baptism, you are without sin, then you are being reborn.
那第二要接受圣灵的生。
And next, you receive the birth of the Spirit.
就是要领受圣灵充满。
That is to receive and to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以今天如果我们相信耶稣。
Today, if all of us come to believe in Jesus,
我们接受水的洗礼,
we can receive the water baptism,
再领受圣灵充满,
and to be filled with the Holy Spirit,
然后靠着圣灵的帮助, 过着圣洁的生活,
and with the help of the Holy Spirit to live a godly life,
这样子我们今生得救, 来世也得救了,
and because of this,Today we can be saved, and internally we can be saved as well.
这个就是信耶稣的目的。
This is a goal for us to come to believe in Jesus.
我们相信耶稣只有一个目的。
So we only have one goal.
为了要得救。
That is to be saved.
得救在今生就是不再犯罪。
To be saved in present life, it means that we do not sin no more.
不被罪捆绑压制。
Will not be bound by sin.
脱离罪的生活。
And will be departing from sin.
得救就是灵魂。将来蒙拯救到神的国去。
And to be saved, one day our spirit will return to heavenly kingdom.
所以得救的人一定要接受水的洗礼和圣灵的充满。
And in order to be saved, a person has to receive baptism of the water and spirit.
这是圣经指示我们的重要真理。
And this is the truth that the Bible has instructed us.
感谢主，我们这一次有好多弟兄姊妹啊，已经报名受洗。
We thank the Lord that this time many brothers, people come, and apply for baptism.
我们道理明白了，要勇敢的、赶快的接受洗礼。
And having understood the truth that we have to come courageously to receive baptism,
才能够真正成为一个得救的人。
Then we can be truly a person to be saved.
这就是我们为什么要信耶稣。
And this is the reason why we come to believe in Jesus.
唱诗。
Let us sing hymns.